Parshas Nitzavim is always read on the very last Shabbat of the year, the Shabbat preceding Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Judgment. This is alluded in the very first verse of the Parsha, when it says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, you are all standing this day before God. The word Hayom, this day, alludes to the Day of Rosh Hashanah. In this context, the beginning of the Parsha is a blessing. For in Rosh Hashanah we pray for a good and sweet year, a year of life and blessing. The first verse thus assures us of blessing. Atem nitzavim hayom. You are standing firm and enduring. You emerge meritorious on the Day of Judgment. The same verse also instructs us how and when we can be assured of that blessing. You stand this day, all of you, before God, your God, the leaders of your tribes, your elders, your officers, every person of Israel. In other words, when will you stand firmly and enduring? When all of you are bound together as one, as it is said, all of you together are alive this day. The Medrash offers an analogy. When you take a bunch of sticks, you will be unable to break the whole bunch at once. But if you take each stick separately, even a child can break it. Ahavat Yisrael, love of Israel, and Achdut Yisrael, unity of Israel, a unity taking in every single one, from your leaders to your woodcutters and water drawers, assures us of divine protection and blessing. Every single Jew is needed. None is dispensable. On our level, we make distinctions, but before God, they are all equally dear and beloved. As the Medrash puts it, though I appointed for you leaders, judges, elders, and officers, before me, they are all equal, as it is said, every person of Israel. How can we achieve that unity? The self-same verse answers that question with the very first word, Atem, you. When we switch the last two letters of this word, it spells Emet, truth. In other words, Atem Nitzavim, you stand firmly. How? By means of Atem, Emet, by being honest and truthful, by looking truthfully at yourself and your fellow beings. An honest look at ourselves shows us that our people are like one body, one organism or structure, in which each and every part, organ and limb, is interrelated and interdependent. To be sure, there are leaders and judges, elders and officers. But all these offices and functions have no meaning without the people to govern and guide. Even as there is need for governing bodies, so there is need for farmers and doctors, for woodcutters and plumbers, for water drawers and lawyers. Only when we are all together, each one fulfilling his task and function, then we have a complete community, a viable society. In the ultimate sense, therefore, they are all equal before me. There is no place for arrogance, for a sense of superiority or exclusivity. Everyone is needed. Each one contributes something unique and completes everyone else. This is the emet, the truth of Atem. It is the honest and objective look which must lead to unity. And this unity guarantees the Nitzavim Hayom, that we shall stand firmly and enduring in general, and especially on the Day of Judgment of Rosh Hashanah. It assures us a truly good and sweet year, a truly happy year of material and spiritual success.